Talk, the finance week that was.
Sikunati manchancha. A very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Kira. Good morning, Kira.
Now, let's just take a look at some of these big stories. I mean, there's so much that happened. So much that happened, but Zimbabwe mining companies increase wages by 80%. Now, I wonder if that's of a very low base.
That's absolutely correct. The Zimbabwe Mining Workers Union agreed with the major companies yesterday, including a company owned by Anglo-American Platinum, Zimplat, to increase wages to a sum of $192 per month. That's just about 2,600 rand, per month, and it will be paid in the real-time gross settlement. That thing called the Zimbabwean bond note that they pretend is equivalent to the dollar. They have had to create their own currency after their own currency crashed under the weight of heavy inflation. Think a la Venezuela. Now they are basing it on the U.S. dollar. Remember that that American government together with the British, but the currency is fine, is good enough for the revolutionaries in Zimbabwe.
Then all the revolutionaries love their U.S. dollars, don't they? But let's talk about Basasa. I mean, this is a weird story, right? So they're supposed to have fiduciary responsibility. They should know what they're doing as a board. But Basasa now, of course, they've gone to court, and there's been a reverse on its very own liquidation bid. And they live to bribe another day.
Basasa lives to bribe another day. They are back. They made the mistake about 2 weeks ago and said, okay, we'll liquidate ourselves. And the board passed a resolution to that effect. And the courts appointed two curators. And the directors of Basasa came back and said, we've changed our mind. We were actually misadvised. We don't want to liquidate ourselves anymore. They went back to the High Court, and the High Court said, okay, you guys can go back to business. Now, I don't know how the bribes will be paid. Anyway, they were always in cash because the banks have closed their bank accounts and said, you will not be using our account to do what Akriti says you have been doing. But of course, we can all understand why Basasa would want to come back. If people like Banyulile Dlamini and the Marusi Kigaba are going back to Parliament, why shouldn't I go back to business and bribe more people?
Are you talking about the ANC's prison roll call that they call a list?
Yes, if you are not there on that list, pat yourself on the back, you are not a criminal. Additionally, at the top 20.
Now, with a 45 billion rand annual profit, South African banks reduce branches while three new ones are obviously starting. And I listened to some Shabalala saying, people are going onto the app and, a lot of people aren't coming into branches. Now, I mean, that might be part of it, but they've got time. They've got Michael Jordaan zero. None of those banks have heavy, infrastructure, which reduces their operational costs significantly and allows them, to come up with zero costs and all sorts of other stuff.
When last did you visit your bank branch?
When I had to sign a document at my FNB in Tableview.
Well, you sound like one of the oldest people I have met. I just signed mine in the office.
No. They wanted me to come in and sign a physical document. They don't realize that I have a fingerprint on my phone that could probably, be used to sign a document and verify me.
Okay, let me tell you. So, Absa, Nedbank, First National Bank, and Standard Bank have made a profit of 45 billion rand together, net profit, for the year ended December 2018. For FNP, that was for 6 months numbers.
Yeah.
So that's the amount of money to be made in banking, 45 billion rand per annum, and we have not counted Capitec amongst those.
Yeah.
Three new banks are starting, and Standard Bank says we are closing 91 branches this year, and we will lose in those branches 1,200 jobs. Of course, we do know that educated people do move on to better things once they've lost those kinds of jobs, and that is the hope here. But soon enough, bank branches will be disappearing, and new banks have started up. and they seek a bit of that 45 billion rand annual profit. Zero, Bank Zero is already up and going. Time is already up and going. Discovery is launching. I think it has launched already. So that's what you have. 45 billion rand per year profit. You will have three more new banks if you want to go banking next month.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, let's see how that one pans out.
I can tell you, if you've got some more time, I can tell you about that Mozambican finance minister that was arrested in Johannesburg.
Yeah, let's talk about him quickly. That's quite an interesting one. Let's go there.
He's still locked up at the prison in Kempton Park at the Magistrate Court because two governments now want him. The United States, which had actually put him on Interpol, and South Africa arrested him in Johannesburg at the airport. Guess where he was on his way to? Dubai. There's something in Dubai.
Hey, it must be the water. I'm buying some Dubai water. If I buy water from Dubai and I drink it, yeah, maybe I'll make a couple of million.
When he smashed through the airport screen, Interpol said, we want this guy. He was on his way to Dubai. But the Mozambican government said, oh, we also want him. This man is wanted in America for 28 billion rand worth of fraud that he committed in Mozambique, according to the American government. And again, he used that currency, the U.S. dollar. So they said, we want you here, buddy. Come answer questions. And Mozambique, of course, wants to release him. They said, oh, don't send him to America. We also want him. So the Minister of Justice and indeed the judge must decide which country will have him first.
Dubai, sweet Dubai. Sikanati Manchancha. Have a good weekend. The deputy editor at Financial Mail.